everyone. This is Sylviane. In this podcast, we are discussing the law and how to master manifesting. And of course, we are discussing the law through the teaching of Neville Goddard, because he's definitely one of the very best teachers who was teaching people that they are the cause, they are God within having a physical experience. So, are you chasing ghosts? Meaning, are you still looking for out there, over there, other people, and complaining about your situation, about your condition, and about other people? Are you still trying to manifest a specific person, implying that it has to do with them? Are you trying to change other people? If this is the case, you are definitely doing it in reverse. And in this podcast, I want to speak specifically to people who are still trying to manifest things outside of them, thinking that it's about that thing or that person over there. And truthfully, if you are still in the doing, in the trying, in the manifesting, and nothing has changed in your physical world, you know, don't go any further. You know that's what you are doing wrong. What you are doing wrong is that you are trying to make things happen outside of you without fully realizing, at least, or maybe not realizing it at all. But let's say you've heard it and you feel that you have this concept in your mind, but you haven't fully internalized the fact that it's you and only you. And if you haven't changed your physical circumstances, it's because you haven't changed you. And I want to read to you something from Neville, as always. And this is in his 5 lessons, and it's lesson number 4, No One to Change But Self. Here is what he's saying in very clear terms. You can't say that this is hard to understand, but if it is, I will explain it in my own words, as always. So here's what Neville says. As soon as we succeed in transforming ourselves, the world will melt magically before our eyes and reshape itself in harmony with that which our transformation affirms. Nothing is more important to us than our conception of ourselves, and especially is true of our concept of the deep, dimensionally greater one within us. It is our conception of ourselves which frees or constrains us, though it may use material agencies to achieve its purpose. Because life molds the outer world to reflect the inner arrangement of our minds. There is no way of bringing about the outer perfection we seek other than by the transformation of ourselves. It is thus to our own consciousness that we must turn as to the only reality, the only foundation on which all phenomena can be explained. We can rely absolutely on the justice of this law to give us only that which is of the nature of ourselves. To attempt to change the world before we change our conception of ourselves is to struggle against the nature of things. There can be no other change until there is first an inner change. As within, so without. Are you someone saying, I've tried everything, this is not working, it's not working for me? Have you said those things? Are you still saying those things? Well, the thing is, when we know the law, when we understand the law, when we understand that it works for everyone, when we understand that it works for everyone, just like air, you can't say, well, I can't breathe air. Air isn't here. Air isn't available for me. Yes, if there is air, it is available for you. The law works for everyone all the time. So when you're saying this is not working for me, it's working very well, but it can only work for you according to who you are within, according to who you believe that you are. It's going to work according to that, but you cannot think, I want this, but I refuse to change inside, or I can't change inside, or whatever excuse you may have. It can only reflect who you are 100% inside. Neville is very clear here. To attempt to change the world before we change our concept of ourselves is to struggle against the nature of things. See, when you are saying it's not working, but you haven't changed within, you are struggling against the very way that nature works. You are struggling against the very way the law works. So, for example, and we see that a lot, when you are doing techniques in order to get what you want, but frankly, from within, just speaking with you, I know that you are not this person. I know that right now, in this hot minute, in this hot moment, you are not the person who already has the SP, for example. You are struggling against the very nature of how the law works, because you are using techniques to get something that it's very clear you do not have right now from within. And that's very noticeable for someone like me on the outside who is used to speak to people every day, right? You are saying you want your SP, but you could be saying that until you're 100 years old on this planet Earth, and the SP would still not be here. You cannot say forever that you want the SP without turning into the person who has the SP. No matter what technique you are using or no technique, the thing is, at some point, whatever you are using to help yourself, whatever you are doing to help yourself, it needs to help you to be that person now. If you are still this student who is still learning about this law and still trying, this is what the 3D world, your 3D world, your 3D condition is going to reflect, because it has no choice, because it's the nature of the law. It has no choice but to reflect exactly who you are being inside. So if you are this person who seem to struggle with any outcome that you want to materialize in your world, ask yourself the simple question, am I this person within who already has that? Am I this person within who already is that? On the other hand, if you are asking yourself, when is it coming? Where is it? What should I do now? Oh, I shouldn't think this, or I shouldn't feel that. If you are someone doing this kind of things in your mind every day, you know that you're not the person who has their desire. Every time you ask yourself questions, how and where and this and that, everything that has to do with you not being that person, you know that you are not living in the desire fulfilled. If you are still desiring your desire, you are not living in the desire fulfilled. Desiring something and knowing that it's done It's a different feeling. When you have something, whether it's inside or outside, when you know that you have something, you stop desiring. When you stop desiring, automatically you stop doing techniques in order to get it, right? Because you don't need to do that anymore, because you have it. This is why if you are falling into the trap or have fallen into the trap of doing techniques in order to get your desire, stop right there. Stop right there. Stop the technique, because you are doing the technique just so you could have your stuff. You are using the technique as a remedy, as a way of getting. And this is not why you should use any technique. You use techniques if you have to, in order to be, to become and to be that person, to put you in the feeling, in the shoes of that person who already has their desires. If you keep using techniques from a state of lack, I'm sorry to tell you, but I'm speaking from experience here, my own and that of my many clients. If you are using techniques from a state of lack, what you are going to manifest still and over is that lack. The lack of what you want, the lack of what you're doing the technique for. Using techniques the wrong way is the same as using a tool for something that this tool was not built for. If you use a tool the wrong way for the wrong thing, it's not going to help you, right? The techniques are there only to help you to become the person that you want to be inside. But if you keep using the techniques while you are still empty inside, while you still lack your desire inside, while you still look for your desire over there inside, then it's that lack that is going to manifest. And if you are listening to me right now, and you've been after your desire, whatever desire you may have, you are still not having your desire both inside and out. That's most probably what you've been doing. As Neville says here, because life molds the outer world to reflect the inner arrangement of our minds. There is no way of bringing about the outer perfection we seek other than by transformation of ourselves. So this is why whatever medium you are using to manifest a desire, any desire, body change, health, a specific person, a career, a job, anything, if you don't have change within, from being the person who hasn't what they want to the person who has what they want from within, if you haven't rearranged your mind, as Neville says here, so you have what you want, you are who you want to be inside, then you can't expect it to reflect on the outside, because it's going against the very nature of this law. The best way to test yourself is to listen to yourself. When you speak to someone, when you speak to me, who is speaking to me? Is it the person still after their desire, still this person who doesn't have what they want, or is it the person who does? I can tell you this, guys, when I have a client that made the shift, they've made the shift, and they speak to me, they don't need to tell me anything specific. I know from where they're talking to me, I know if they have their desire within or if they don't. So test yourself when you open your mouth. Who is speaking? Is it the person who already has their desire, Or is it the person who still doesn't? Once you have your answer, you know where you are. I hope this was really helpful to you. I intend that it was. And as you know, I really appreciate you.